my little brother made up his own measuring stick, but it was way off.
To get a good measure of something, you have to use the right measuring stick, not the one that you made yourself. Hi, and welcome to a brand new week of scriptures and stories right here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. If I told you that I was 10 feet tall, would you believe me? Probably not. But what if I showed you a measuring stick that I made that proved it? You would say, hey, you have to use a real measuring stick. See, a lot of people think they can measure their own goodness or righteousness. But God is the only one who can measure our goodness, and he does that through Christ if we believe in Jesus. Listen to Philippians 3:9. It says, I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. Our story for today is called The Measuring Stick. Cohen stood next to the wall, holding himself as straight as possible. His father made a chalk mark just above his head. When Cohen stepped aside, Dad began to measure the distance from the floor to the mark. Let me do it, pleaded Brock, Cohen's little brother. Brock was studying measurements in school, and he had been measuring things all week. When Dad nodded and moved to the side, Brock climbed on a chair to measure Cohen. Wow, Brock marveled after a moment. You're almost 6 feet tall already. What? Exclaimed Cohen. That can't be right. He looked at the stick Brock was holding. What kind of measuring stick are you using anyway? It's one I made, Brock said proudly, holding up the brightly painted stick. Dad was using the yardstick, so I made my own. I think it looks about right. Well, it's wrong, said Cohen. You have to use a regular yardstick, don't you, Dad? That's right, said Dad. An inaccurate measuring stick will give you the wrong measurements. He compared the yardstick he'd been using to Brock's stick. This one is definitely off by quite a bit. Sorry, Brock, but you can't just use your own ideas about how long a foot is. Dad shook his head. You're not alone, though. A lot of people use their own self-made measuring sticks. They do? Said Cohen. I don't know anybody who's made their own measuring stick, except for Brock. I wasn't thinking of an actual measuring stick. I was thinking of how many of us use our own ideas to measure how good we are, Dad explained. We may expect to get to heaven because we think the good things we do outweigh the bad ones, but that would be measuring ourselves based on our own rules, not God's. We need to go by what he tells us in the Bible, don't we? Cohen said. Dad nodded. And the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all fail to measure up to his perfect standard. That's why we need forgiveness. It's why we need Jesus to remove our sin and give us his righteousness or goodness. God says it's only through faith in Jesus, the perfect Son of God, that we can be saved and have eternal life. Well, how about you? Do you look at your life and think you're not so bad? You can't use your own measuring stick to get into heaven. God's standard is perfection, or what the Bible calls righteousness. Everyone falls short of this. No one is perfect. But when you trust in Jesus, who died for your sins and then rose again to save you, he covers you in his righteousness. So trust in Jesus today. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Philippians 3:9.
I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ.
And our key thought for today? Only Jesus measures up. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.